This is Professor Mack, and I'm recording some thoughts for you because I figure that this is the point at which you're struggling with the reading, you're struggling with the first quiz, and I need to give you some background. First thing to understand is that this is a book-oriented course. It's partly because it's a summer school course, but it's also because that's what historians do. Historians write books. And one of the purposes of this course, as a course that meets the social science requirement, is to give you a sense of the methodology of the social sciences. Well, you can't think about the methodology of historians without thinking about books, how historians write books, how historians make arguments in books. So, read this book not for facts. Read it for an understanding of, read it to try to understand the argument that the author is making. Now, this book is written as a textbook for students in England. It does sometimes assume that you know more than you do. Don't worry too much about that. Don't worry about all the details. That's why the quizzes are open book, so that you don't have to feel your first job is to memorize the details. Your first job is to understand the argument about cause and effect that this author is making. The quizzes try not to ask you about facts, but to ask you about how facts are connected to each other. What's the argument? What cause leads to what effect, according to this particular author? So, you get two tries on the first quiz, not on later quizzes, only on the first one, but you get two tries on the first quiz so you can realize, oops, I'm reading this the wrong way, try again. You also get an hour to do each quiz, an open book, so that you can go back to the book and say, I didn't pick up on that point clearly. Let me read it again more carefully. I'm expecting you to do that. The next step is, if you're struggling to understand this context of this book, what is this about, what's going on here, do the first two field experience assignments. Those two assignments are movies that give you different kinds of background on the British Industrial Revolution. They'll make the story here much clearer to you. So, you may find this book hard to understand at first. If you go back and forth between the book and the notes are intended to help you make sense of the book, help you to know what to look for in the book. And you do those first two field experience assignments. You'll get credit for them. They're good to get some of that credit done early, and they'll help you understand the big picture, give you a visual image. You do those things as you're reading the book, and the book will make a whole lot more sense. Now, what's the question that this book is asking? The book is trying to be careful and look at the impact of the Industrial Revolution on all kinds of people, but it is particularly strong in looking at the impact of the Industrial Revolution on poor people, on the people who worked in the factories, lower class or working class people. In this context, we're used to thinking of people who work in factories, maybe, at least if they're in automobile factories, as middle class. In this context, people who work in factories are lower class, working class. What was the impact of the Industrial Revolution on these people? And why? Why did it turn out that way? Why did it happen that way? What are the different factors in the particular situation in England that led to the Industrial Revolution playing out with these kinds of impacts on people? So think about that as you do the material, as you go through the material, and let me know if you're lost. Ask questions. I'm here to help you. Don't you know, this is a hard book. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And also, some people will find that these quizzes are very hard. Make sure you look at all the different places that you can get credit. If the quizzes come hard to you, you may be able to pull up your grade in other places if you work harder on things like the discussion board assignments. And you can make points between the field experiences. You can get 100% on the field experiences if you do the work. So, look at the course. Be careful about your time. Be careful about not missing assignments. And you can do it. I'll sign off for today. Bye-bye.